I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Willow. Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Rob Widdicombe.
Well done.
Did you hear that straight, Rob, or did you hear Rose answering the door to Deliveroo?
Well, I heard a child talking, but also Rose. I thought it was Rose answering the door, but I didn't think it was Deliveroo. She greeted that man. I'm going to say man. Yeah. It felt like a man, like sort of like a family member.
Well, we do get a lot of Deliveroo, so you know.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Here's your regular. No, so that was Rose getting a Deliveroo. I do apologise. It means I didn't listen to the clip at all because I was panicking about Rose getting the Deliveroo being caught on mic.
What? Well, yeah, we've got that. I think keep it in.
I couldn't tell you anything that happened in that clip. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, I mean, I was distracted too, if I'm honest with you. Well, now all I want to know is what Deliveroo you got.
Pho.
What's that?
Pho. It's P-H-O. It's like noodles.
Noodles, okay. East London Wagamamas.
East London Wagamamas.
Pho. I thought you was going to say pho, like faux fur, faux meat.
Oh, yeah. No, but they do faux meat, but I don't really do faux meat.
Is it called faux meat, or is it faux... Feet, faux, fun, feet, mum, mum?
What happened there? I tried to
do a fee-fi-fo-fum pun, but yeah. I'll be honest with you, I'm having one of the worst hangovers I've had for about 15
sorry.
Years.
You said feet-fo-mum at the end. I don't know why your mum came into it.
It's a parenting podcast.
Counsellor would have an absolute field day with why your mum's come into that.
Don't turn the tables on me. I can hear you rubbing your little crusty hands together because you feel human again. People have been messaging me, worrying about you.
Yes, too right they should have been. I've had a terrible time.
You sound better.
I slept last night.
Oh, we have a phone coming. Phone up the stairs.
One sec. Rose has just said bad news. What's happened?
Oh, no.
I've woken up, Cassie.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Should I go in the other... Should I go in the sitting room? What am I going to do? I've woken up the baby, Rob. Should I go in our bedroom?
Are you asking me or her?
Rose, obviously not you. I don't think you've got any input.
We haven't got a bedroom, have we? We just shag at that travel lodge every 3 weeks. Bit of MCAT, room
this
6.
This is an absolute no. Because... Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you cut out a bit.
Oh, my recording stopped. Okay.
What a fucking mess.
This is an absolute disaster.
This is why we don't normally record in the evening, isn't it?
Yes, because... Oh, my God. I've just fallen over a box.
Do you know what? This podcast is basically who's had the worst day. And it swings wildly. It's like a basketball match.
But Rob, just... So, my headphones have come out. Okay. So, you're coming directly out of the computer.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, and I'm about to go past my son's room, so could you just whisper for the next 10 seconds?
I'll sing. Silent night, holy night, all is calm. Is that nice? Has that helped? Do we have to pay royalties for that?
I was waiting for you. Absolutely not. You didn't hit one of the right notes.
All right, so hang on. Well, I think you need to plug your headphones and microphone in properly.
So the anxiety's back after clipping it.
Okay, hang on. Let's get you settled. Are you away from the how is Rose not livid with you, or is she livid?
Hello, 1-2.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, for the love of God, my microphone's gone wrong.
I'm back.
You know what? I think it's good for the listeners to hear us not on a mic, and then it really, really makes you realise how great mics are. Oh, now my doorbell's going. This is absolutely...
You're joking.
Fuck it.
This is why we don't record at 7:30 p.m.
There's a taxi for... Is that for me?
What?
There's an Edison Lee at my house. Am I working tonight?
What's happening? Oh, no. It's a bit late for you to be working, surely.
No, I can't be. Oh, no, that's getting... Something's getting couriered off. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the podcast. That was a 3-year-old Olive from Hertfordshire. If you...
What's that noise? Have you got the window open?
Yeah, because it's fucking boiling, mate. It's about 400 degrees.
If I can hear the road.
That's because we live on a road.
But we're trying to do a podcast, Josh.
Oh, but Rob, I've got... All right, I'll have to close the windows, but this is a disaster.
Never has a podcast swung so many ways. I thought I was going to go and do a gig then. When I saw that cab, I thought, am I doing a 10 o'clock closing set somewhere?
Right, okay.
Some charity gig I forgot about. You know them charity gigs, you go, yeah, I'll do that. You think, I'll cancel that a week before. Oh, no, I forgot to cancel it.
Right.
No, it's not for me. It's some clothes.
I'm going to close the windows. Can you film? Because I won't be listening. So you can slide.
Okay, what do you want the rest of... Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright. How many fucking windows you got? Come on, mate, give me a chance. You back? Oh, dear. This is like that lord from Longleat trying to shut all his windows. You went for ages. You live in a Victorian terrace.
I've only closed two windows.
All right, okay. Big old Victorian ones.
We need to move to a fucking cul-de-sac, I'll tell you that for free. Piccadilly Junction. That's not even what it's called, Piccadilly Circus. How did I get that wrong?
Oh, right. God, what a
terrible start.
That's got to be one of our best or worst starts to a show ever.
Both, it's
all subjective, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's break things down. I'll talk to you about my hangover and children in a minute. Talk to me. Are you okay? I've had people worried about you, Josh.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to just fill you in?
Yes.
I had a couple of bad more days.
Okay. So for people that don't know, you took sleeping tablets, and the side effects were depression, loss of memory. And anything else?
Yeah.
You don't get erections anyway, so that's not part, that's not directly from it, is it?
Rob, I haven't had a sexual thought in a week.
I farted. This is horrible. This can't go on the air. You didn't hear the fart, okay?
No, and that's added another week onto that. Now,
Michael's going to put a fart in the edit, isn't he?
Like a really comedy one.
Sorry. Right, okay. So you took these tablets and you stopped taking them when you realised. Yeah.
I gigged a few times with the same comic ones, right? Mm. Just over a period of time. And every time before the gig, he'd go into the adjoining toilet that was obviously... You know when a toilet's basically the dressing room with the door between the two of you?
Yeah.
And he'd do... the most nervous shit you've ever heard in your life. But like he was playing a comedy sound effects scene. And I think surely he realises I can hear this.
What would be that? Would
so
that
it, was like it was like this. And I'd be
sat there in essentially the same room.
Essentially the same room, thinking, this guy, who is an intelligent guy...
Needs a new job.
Must realise.
This isn't good for his body. Yeah, exactly. Any other job made you do that, you'd go, I've got to leave this job. Imagine a pilot. Imagine waiting to get on the plane. Pilot's in there. We'll be in a taxi. We'll be cruising up. Oh, sorry, that's a... What a start. Okay. So how are you feeling now, mate?
Anyway, So I am the main side effect of the sleeping tablets, ironically, was insomnia. So that was.
I'm gonna explode! I need to drink this so bad. Who's this doctor? Dr. Ribbert?
So it's never. I've spoken to two doctors. It's not. It's never happened before. Basically, anyone.
Really?
I've had this basic. I mean,
it's quite, you had it quite. We're making a joke out of this, but it's been quite. It's been actually quite traumatic.
Yeah, it's been really traumatic. I've had like some dark times in the last.
Oh,
few years.
Oh my! Really? I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's all right. It's all right.
Stop laughing when you tell me about
now.
It.
No, it's fine.
You're coming out the other side of it.
Yeah. So.
Well, it shows you. It's just chemicals, isn't it? In your head.
Totally. And I just. I basically went. But last night I slept. Last night I had a couple of beers with dinner. Was so tired. But do you know what happened like yesterday? I talked to. Talked to my therapist about it generally.
Yeah.
And she reassured me that, in her opinion, having spoken to me for 10 minutes. This wasn't me. This was a chemical thing. She was like...
This wasn't like you having a flare-up of anxiety. Like, this is not
I've
you.
Never seen you like this before in my life.
Oh, and that's not what you want to hear from a therapist.
Well, in a way it is, because it made you go...
Oh, right, this is...
Because in my
this
head
is,
I was like, what if this is me forever?
Oh, mate.
I was like, what if I never sleep again? Because for people that didn't listen, I couldn't sleep in hotels. So I took these things... when I was in hotels for a few days. Then when I got back, I was basically having this... I'd managed to botch the insomnia out to every place in the world. Oh. Not just hotels. Anyway, speaking to a couple of people, then spoke to a couple of doctors as well.
Yeah.
One who was the original doctor who I spoke to, and one who was... well, cut a long story short, Mike Wozniak's ex-wife. So, who's the only doctor I know.
How are you?
Well, Mike Wozniak as well, as of course he used to be a doctor, but I didn't trust. She's very good though.
She's still
very,
doing it.
She's still doing it. She's very reassuring. Anyway, just those chats made me really calm down and realize.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then last night I slept well, and now we're at home.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, because you went away to Whitstable, didn't you?
Yeah. So.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to tell you about Whitstable and then?
Yeah. How was Whitstable? So you did half of Whitstable, still severely depressed, insomniac.
Almost all of it, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, but...
what a place.
Whitstable was lovely. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to give the full marks to Whitstable. What a
town. It's great, isn't it?
It's great. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Now, there was a slight issue, which you'll be delighted with.
Go on.
This trip has been postponed since before COVID. So we've got this Airbnb, and it's just been kicked down the road until now. When we booked it, Rob, we only had one child. So there was space issues going on.
It was so what was it, a two-bed? Because your mother-in-law went as well, didn't she?
Yeah. So it was... So we were like, well, there's a big room and there's a spare room. We'll put Rose's mum in the spare room, and then we'll go in with our son and our daughter can go on the mezzanine.
Right, okay, yeah. That seems like fine.
Yeah, and then turned out that was the lightest room in the world.
What, the bigger room?
Yeah, so bright. And he's not used to that. So...
Did it protect his blackout curtains?
No, of course not.
Oh, and also, you could not have gone at a brighter time.
I couldn't have gone at a brighter time. It was still light at 10 p.m.
But you were dark all day.
I was dark all day and night.
If only you could put him in your soul to go to sleep.
So this is my tip. Well, firstly...
Don't take drugs.
Firstly, don't just say no. But going on holiday with a one-year-old is insane. Particularly to an Airbnb full of nice things. Because they made our house look trinket light, Rob.
Really? It was a bit Scandi, a bit modernista, your house compared to theirs.
Yeah, exactly. We look like, what's that woman? I can't even
remember. Marie Kondo.
Yeah, we look like Marie Kondo have been around. So,
see, the references like that don't work if you have to source the name, do they?
Yeah.
I was at Ascot yesterday, right? And it was a bit, I'll talk about it, a bit quite laddie, but there was this geezer who was giving me loads of shit. And he came bowling over and he had a grey, like, pinstripe suit with orange on it and a big orange tie. Yeah. And he started giving me shit. And I went, here he comes, the CEO of EasyJet. Fuck off, Stelios. And it really hit hard. Yeah, it really slapped.
That's your club, comedy club training, right? Oh, bang.
That, yeah, straight down his throat. He was livid. Then I just hammered him with Speedy Balding, just loads of other, like, EasyJet references. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Here we go, Rob.
Well, at one point, I went, where's Leo? Man. I went, where's Leo? Remember Leo from Airline? You know, the ITV show?
Leo from Airline. I remember Jeremy Spake from Airport.
Jeremy, so he's a camp guy with the goatee, wasn't he?
He's like one of the breakout stars.
I'm going to send you a picture of Leo. I reckon you'll recognise him.
I had a funny story about Jeremy Spake. Someone told me a story that they're on a show with him.
Yeah.
And the show was quite badly organised. And it was all going wrong, and Jeremy Spake was getting a bit annoyed.
Must be used to that, Heathrow. Come on.
Lovely.
Not that hungover. I've got it. That's Leo. I've just sent you Leo.
All right, I'll have a look. I'll have a look.
Yeah. Sorry.
Before my Jeremy Spake punchline, that isn't going to make the edit anyway.
Sorry.
I've never seen that guy before in my life. What a waste of everyone's time.
And
you
now
just
I've got
me a picture
now you've got
of a man in an orange shirt I've never seen before, ruining what is at best a 3 out of 10 Jeremy Spake anecdote, but all I've got on it.
There's so much build up to the Jeremy Spake.
Yeah, it's just not good. It's what I describe as a light bit of humour. It's not going to hit hard. It's not. You couldn't get away with this at Ascot.
Yeah, this isn't a fuck off Stelios line.
No, this is going to be greeted with a kind of, that's so funny.
Yeah, go on. Well, we've done worse, haven't we?
Yeah. Wow, it feels like there's too much pressure on it now, Rob. I don't think I can deliver the anecdote.
No, you'll be all right. Cut crack on.
So Jeremy Spake was on this
show.
There
was also Katrina on Airline. You remember her? Sorry.
Jeremy Spake, you remember him? Right. Do you want me to send you a photo? He was on this show.
Yeah.
And it was really badly... Well, it was all going wrong or whatever. And Jeremy Spake got a bit angry. And he said, I have never been treated this badly in all of my 4 weeks in television.
That's a good line.
It is a...
Well, was he doing that on purpose?
No.
No? No. I mean, that is hilarious if you mean it, but in the wrong way. That is so bold.
I like Jeremy Spake.
Do you know what? That was pretty good. So put yourself down.
Yes, cheers.
I don't think you've shook off the medication yet. That was great.
Oh, thanks.
Be kind to yourself.
So, anyway, Whitstable.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so we couldn't put him in that room.
Yeah.
So, basically, Rob, we only had two.
Are you telling
bedrooms.
Me you slept with your mother-in-law? Is this what's going to... Is this the end of the story?
No. Okay. This is the... So
don't worry, Rose is like, don't worry, he's not had a sexual thought in a week. You'll be fine in there.
You might have a panic attack in your bed, but that's about the worst that could happen.
Either that or he'd just pace around like a polar bear at a zoo.
So anyway, we had to move him into the other bedroom, right?
Right.
But the other bedroom was too small. If we slept in there, then... He'd just wake up at 5 and see us, so because that's what happened on the last holiday. You had to put him in a room on his own.
Yeah.
So basically, once he'd moved into there, that took one of the bedrooms out. So all of us were in the other bedroom together.
So
my son had his own bedroom, whereas the rest of the family are sleeping in together.
So your mother-in-law's on the mezzanine bed, single bed?
There was a futon she was on.
Oh, poor lady.
She always volunteers. She's a good woman like that.
She's a good person. She'll always put the kids first.
Yeah. So basically, our baby had his own room. And then the four of us were in another room. It was absolutely fucking mental.
Lovely holiday.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm standing, lying there, staring at the ceiling, unable to close my eyes for fear of the dark thoughts.
Oh, God, I have to stop laughing at it.
It was insane, Rob. I thought I'd never sleep again.
So what was your average in a night?
Well, the first night, I actually... After an initially bad start, I did have a little bit of sleep. Then the second night, I took one of the one of my mother-in-law's Valiums, and that calmed me down.
God, that you're like Marilyn Monroe, you are. You rattle as you walk down the street.
But then now I'm fine, and I'm absolutely buzzing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, it's lovely Whitstable,
Whitstable
though, isn't it?
Did was you... absolutely lovely. We had a lovely holiday.
Any recommendations?
Well, we did a lot of... because the cottage was on the beach, basically.
Oh, lovely.
So we did a lot of, like...
Are they fishermen huts?
No, but they're like small cottages.
Because we're staying on the fishermen's huts things later in the year. Yeah.
It's great. We just played on the beach. My daughter's really into stones and shells and all, you know, all that kind of...
She prefers them to the Beatles, yeah?
Oh, here we go.
Too yeah. much? Who knows?
Oh, I don't... I think it'll do. You're not my ascot now. You can turn this kind of stuff out. So she loved all of that stuff.
Yeah,
so
it was good.
It was a very kind of wholesome holiday for the rest of the family while I sat in my...
Pranging off your nut.
Pranging off my nut. Yeah.
Did you go Margate or did you just stay in Whitstable?
I stayed in Whitstable because it was so nice. It was absolutely lovely. We went to the Sportsman for dinner, me and Rose. That was good.
Oh, that's nice. Little date night.
Date night.
How was that?
Well, it was great because that was the night when I was like, I'm just going to have a couple of drinks because I've been told by the doctor, just have a couple of drinks to calm down of an evening. I reckon I drank my first pint in 7 seconds. Which, in a kind of fancy restaurant, looks quite weird. When they come back to take your order and you're like, could I get another pint, please? But you know when you're buzzing, you drink really fast.
See,
you know,
that's
like your
my
first
problem.
Pint
I get over
at a party or something.
Oh, well, that's the problem. I don't
so tell
drink
me about
at all.
Scott.
Well, I don't drink. I sort of just don't drink, or I have all the drinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
So basically, we get there. We got there. Like, we drove up. We stayed in the hotel. We stayed at Pennywell Park, which is a very fancy hotel. It's lovely. Mm. Really nice hotel. I'd recommend it. It's got a nice spa and stuff.
Was this the night before?
No, so we drove, basically... I spoke to you, didn't I? I went up to Leeds. Yeah. So I did Leeds 2 nights in a row, then Birmingham. And then I got in from Birmingham at like 1 a.m. Yeah. And then I was up at 6 doing the school run while Lou was getting ready. Then we left the house at like 9 a.m. to drive to the hotel to drop our bags off and then get a taxi from the hotel to Ascot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got to be there early. It's an all-dayer. So we met our friends there at like 11 a.m.
It's an all-dayer. It's an all-day event. An all-dayer is a very different thing. Yeah. I don't think when they designed Ascot, they were like, this is a fucking all-dayer. An all-dayer starts at Wetherspoons, Rob.
Right, honestly, mate, Ascot is mental. I wasn't prepared for it at all. It's like, everyone's dressed up. I didn't wear the top hat and tails. I just couldn't. It's not me. Yeah. Not me. I'd rather just go in a suit. And if I'm not allowed in there, I'm not allowed in there. I don't really care. Right? Yeah. But it is the biggest piss-up I've ever been to in my life. It was like Magaluf. It was honestly, everyone is off their face. And then when you get released at like 7 o'clock...
Released?
You get Yeah, because they're all around the bandstand singing songs. It's like a VE day. They're all like singing Jerusalem and God Save the Queen and all that. It feels like I was indoctrinated into something. But when you leave, you just everyone, like thousands of people, just flood the streets of Ascot, and there's all like marquees in pub car parks, and everyone's off their face. At one point, I went, I need to go to the toilet. I went go through there. It was a nightclub at 7 p.m. like fully going. And it was awful. It was like proper. Everyone smashed out the room. Yeah. Anyway, so I got there, and outside it is a bit. There's like, you know, that like the Saudi prince and Prince Charles and Camilla are in there, but also there's just like people selling me Lucky Ever and like flowers from my suit pocket hole, and everyone's shouting. It's like it felt like Spa Street in Magaluf. So I got a bit overwhelmed, and then I walked in, and I literally hadn't eaten any breakfast. I got in at 1 a.m. and then drove to Ascot, dropped my bags, jumped in the cab, arrived there, barely had my time properly. And I walked through, and there was like photographers like trying to get like Holly Willoughby and all those people, and I walked in, can I get a photo of it? And I went, oh, for fuck's sake, do I have to? And then they sort of quickly took photos of me next to a fucking bin.
Of course they did, Rob. That's your calling card.
That's my thing. And that's I was like, all right. Thing. And then they went, oh, can we get a couple of words for Ascot TV?
What's Ascot TV?
I don't know. And basically, I think they put it on the screens at Ascot, right, and online. I went, okay, all right. Not, and went, what are your thoughts so far? I went, oh, I'm a bit confused. Went, everyone's dressed up for a wedding, and there's proper posh people here, but also some absolute scum. So I don't know what this event's for. Hopefully somewhere in the middle. And this is like being played out on the screens in the stadium. And she went, are you into horse racing? No, I've never been before. I don't really know what I'm doing here, really. But like,
so why were you there?
Well, our friends bought us tickets to go.
Oh, right.
We bought them some tickets. We're going to see Adele with them in a few weeks. So we said, oh, we got tickets to Adele. And they went, oh, well, let us take you, Ascot, to say thank you for the tickets, right? I was like, lovely. So they booked the tickets and we went in. But I was like, I weren't really prepared. And because I was going there for like a day out, I wasn't really prepared to be in front of a camera doing like...
Yeah, of course. That, so you weren't in some kind of area where it was like, you've got a free ticket, so you do a bit of TV thing.
No, not really. No, they, to be fair though, they bought us the tickets like in the general area, and then I spoke to a couple of people that have been there before, and there was a person, they let us go upstairs where we could I could sit on the sofa where it weren't so full on, because down on the floor it was hard. But I was so pissed. I was being really rude to people. Some woman come up to me and went, "I don't know who the fuck you are." I went, "I don't know who the fuck you are either," in her face.
To be fair, Rob, it sounds like she's tired, mate. I don't think you need to be down on yourself for that.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't describe you as the rude person in that situation.
She went, "I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know who the fuck you are." So just two people not knowing each other, shouting at each other, "I don't know who the fuck you are." And then she went, then her mate said, "Can I get a photo?" And I went, "Yeah, right." And then as I took the photo, she weren't in the photo properly. And she went, "I'll take it again. I'm not in it." And I went, "I thought you didn't know who the fuck I was." It was horrible. It was like an EastEnders argument. Because the problem is, once I've had a couple of beers, I'm so, like, you've seen it. I've got no control.
Well, and did you win?
Yeah, so I was so pissed. I won and didn't realise until I got home. My God.
What?
Because I've done it on an app. And
we made a bet, not on a horse, right? You weren't the jockey in this situation.
No, but like, I was so drunk. By the time it came round, the horses are so quick.
Yeah. It's hard to get, mate.
I know, but it's really hard to keep up with what's going on. And then I looked, and then I just put a bet on one, and he was like a 50-1. I put a tenner on it. I won £300.
Well, he's not 50-1 in that situation. Oh, did you put five each way?
I don't know what I did. He was 50-1.
Yeah.
I think he won, and I've got £321.
Yeah, I think you put £5 each way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've done there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But you're still incredible amount of money to make out of basically
no idea what I was doing.
No idea what you were doing. 50-1.
Every other one I lost. I'd done it. I was just picking names I liked.
Of course. Your whole career is built on making money from instinct, and you've done it again.
But yeah, I just couldn't believe how pissed and rowdy everyone was. Honestly, it was absolutely insane. It was madness. And then we were so hungover. And then I come home. I didn't feel hungover when I woke up in the hotel this morning. But then as soon as I saw my children, my brain nearly exploded. And then we got back.
So what was that like?
Oh, my. So it's about 30 degrees today as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like I've been sweating nonstop. Whatever room I'm in, I'm sweating. And then I went and got the kids from school, brought them back, sorted them out a little bit. And then Lou dropped it on me because our youngest is starting in reception. We had to go to a parents' induction talk for an hour.
God.
And I'm in there and I just was like, I can't do it. It's like sweat was running. You know, you can feel it running down your back.
Yeah.
And the problem was I knew the answer to every question because my kids already at that school.
Oh, my
God. So it's for new parents and new starters.
Mate.
And I was just there. Oh. And then...
Hanging out of your ass,
hanging out, dripping off my nose. I can smell it off me. Trying to make a good impression of other teachers. And I was like, fuck. And then all the questions. And there's one bloke, and his phone went off, right? He had a suit on, right? And his phone went off. His phone, the ringtone was a police siren.
What?
So we're sat in this hall thing, room, red hot, all glass, just beating down on us. The room had aircon, but the aircon was like, look, I've not got the facilities for this, big man. Do you know that? Do you know that little clip?
No.
You don't know that one?
Of course.
Okay, I'll find it. You'll love it.
Well, you've given it to me now. I get it.
No. You don't get it properly, though, do you?
Not really. I struggle to see what it's about, yeah.
Facilities for that big man. It's this clip. You know this one from...
You have the facilities for that big man.
You know this? People use it.
I don't think you have the facilities for that big man.
From,
No.
No, okay. Just a little thing on TikTok. Little things. Anyway, so it was literally dripping down my back. And then basically, all the questions from new parents are from parents working out, when's the latest I can pick them up? That's all they want to know. One time I went, when can I pick them up? They're like four. They're going in at four. Okay, so 4 o'clock. Can they not be there for longer? And they're like, well, no, there's an after-school club. You can pay for them to be until six. And I was like, okay, any later than six? Have you thought about boarding school? Or did you want to see your kid? Fucking hell, mate. I won't get out at six at this rate.
God. I hate those things, Rob, so much.
It's so hard. I feel sorry for the teachers because I've heard it twice. They've done it every year for 10 years, telling these people the same things.
Oh my God.
One of the questions was someone went, they've got a little handbook thing, like a little, where that you write in it what book they've read, or if you go like, oh, had been a bit ill or was upset last night and didn't sleep, might be tired today, just a little notebook. So they, in their little, I don't know what it's called, just a little book thing. And then they take it in with them and then they all put them in a thing and then the teachers go, read them quickly, just to double check if there's anything they should be made aware of.
Yeah.
And then this guy goes, yeah, I'm just thinking though, and is there any way there could be an online portal for that? Rather, you know, if it's a physical book, it might get lost and it's quite easier because if there's something we want to put in there that we don't want the kid to know about, then, and I went, oh yeah, because what they're going to do, they'll invest 100 grand on a new online portal, mate. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. They'll just invent an app, shall they, for this fucking little, the fucking little school planner that's been in existence for 300,000 fucking years. That no, okay, you, just in case your daughter reads it, you want a fucking online portal. Now, also, Josh, I've just realised I'm probably going to have to look at this man in the eye and he might hear this because I'll see him on the school gates in September. Well, but Rob, I'm hungover and I'm tired and I don't care about fucking handbooks.
In pissing off schools, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, they've got in contact again on Instagram, didn't they? That's that other school.
So tell me about this. Well, no, tell our listeners about this because...
Lou got told off last week for taking our dog on a lead to pick the kids up from gymnastics.
Yeah.
And then we got an email. We got an email that says, "Dear parents/guardians, subject is dogs in playground. This is a polite reminder that dogs are not permitted in the school grounds at any time." At any time. I don't know. What could be... only on the certain occasions. Signs are displayed around the school playground. However, additional signage will be added in due course. We thank you for your cooperation. And that said, dear parents and guardians, it should have just said, dear Rob/Lou.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing worse. Oh. The email, we got one from the nursery this week that I felt we've led. You know, when you know you've led to the email to all, is that heartbreaking moment. So I'd forgotten to say, just dropped my phone. I'd forgotten to say that we're going to Whitstable.
So
I texted
them
on Monday morning. I was like, just so you know, she won't be until Friday because we're going to Whitstable. And they're like, that's fine. And then 2 hours later, just the email to all, hi all, if you could just let us know if you are going on holiday, because obviously we need to know numbers because of staffing. And I thought, this is me that's led to this friendly reminder for everyone else.
Is that sure? You've made them be friendly.
It feels like a dressing down, Rob.
Yeah, you didn't need that in your state.
Do you know what? I'm only 60% sure that email exists. It wasn't just a figment of my imagination at that point.
I think if you were a footballer, you'd be one of those ones that needed a little break, like from the media or, you know, that sort of like, go out on loan, get your head back.
Exactly. I'm Dele Alli at Everton.
But also the gymnastics people then also replied on the thread.
Oh, did they? What did they say?
Yeah, saying, we wanted to apologise in case you felt the email was aimed at you. We actually received 4 separate incidents of dogs being walked across two different sites.
What is this, Crufts? What's going on?
Well, no, the problem is, on a Saturday morning, if you're picking a kid up, normally what people are doing is, right by a park. So you basically walk the kids to gymnastics, then walk the dog around the park, and then, I should add, these are like pathetic little like family dogs on leads. It's not like these fucking pit bulls that are just slobbering and trying to like attack. But anyway, but they apologised and said, oh yeah, and also, because also I said, I'll get myself in trouble. I said on Instagram, might as well replace Parents and Guardians with Lou and Rob. At least it's an email from gymnastics not asking for another 5 quid plastic medal. Then the geezer who runs gymnastics goes, oh yeah, we're really sorry about the plastic medals. We're actually talking to British Gymnastics Society or whatever it's called about a new programme. And I was like, oh, I feel so bad now. And then I started grovelling. I said, no need to apologise, mate. We know it's the school and not you guys. Kids love the classes and I've already sold the dog for medal money, so we're all good. So I sandwiched that ear. Yeah. I went like, it's all good. Just put a bit on him again on the medals, but try to make it jokey.
Rob, something terrible's just happened.
Oh no, what?
I've never had this before. I'm hearing my voice play back to me. Oh God.
Are you hearing voices?
Every time I was replying to you, I could hear Oh, God.
So...
This is awful. I can hear myself. Well, I can hear you as well, but...
We should reassure the listener, this is a tech issue, not his brain.
Yeah, this is a tech... This is 100%...
Imagine if you got... Like someone listening to this got you sectioned just from what you've been saying, or got you, like... had to have an intervention, go, no, this is still not okay. Josh is not okay. I'm just pissing myself laughing at everything you say. No, actually, this is not okay. Hi, it's Rob here. Going to be doing the podcast on my own for a couple of weeks.
I can't carry on like this.
Okay, so you're...
Not the first time I've said that this week.
Okay. So the tech issue is that you can hear yourself back.
Oh, I'm back. I'm fine.
Okay, that's it, yeah. That happened to me once. Yeah, you've unmuted yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I've unmuted myself on the quick time. Well, we should say thank you to Emma, who's been dropped to the deep end because Michael's got a septic eye.
I hope Michael's all right. He's got a sore eye.
Because
he couldn't do this.
He sent us a picture and it looked...
Yeah, I did email back, though. It's a fucking audio fall, mate. Strap your ears in. you can literally do this with your eyes closed, mate.
He went to A&E. He went to A&I, in fact.
Comedians cannot process anything that's difficult. So me and Tom did a Gogglebox, right? We're on Gogglebox. Yeah. And there's a one bit in it where it's like, you know, in Gogglebox, they slip in a sad story. And me and Tom were too oblivious to notice it was a sad story. So just started ripping the piss out of the people. And then halfway through, we realised it's the sad one. And then I was like, no, look, Tom, we just need to make sure that we can't laugh at this bit. And then we just sat there in silence because we couldn't speak because anything we had to add would have been unacceptable. But yeah, I hope Michael's okay.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you want some more listener feedback?
If it's good.
Yes, it's sort of... I'd say it's a feedback of two halves. So, you know, my mate Alan does driving to tour shows for me sometimes. I think he's driven you and a window cleaner as well. You need a good window cleaner in South London. Alan's your man. I don't know how he operates. I think he's just got a mobile. He's old school. If you want Alan to clean your windows, just email Michael at hello@parentinhell and we'll send you his mobile number. Yeah. That's all we've got. Anyway, he said, because he's a guy I told you about, or spoke about Shih Tzus.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this? And he said, they're game little fuckers. Anyway, he's obviously been listening to the podcast because he messaged me, Shih Tzu, you fucker. That's all I got from him.
So as you found this week, Rob, it's gearing up for next year's schooling.
Yes. So, yeah, like, so you're, so I'm in quite a relaxed position because we've done it before. We know what's going on, but it's your first time of reception for your daughter.
Yeah. So, do you want to hear a story about Tom Crane messing up on the WhatsApp group of his new school in the first minute of the WhatsApp group starting?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, yes. The WhatsApp group. A bit of advice. This is my bit of advice, though, right, for the WhatsApp grouping is going hard, going early, organise a drink or go to a drink, but then you can then withdraw and then you're not hiding away. Everyone knows you are. You've said hello. You've done your bit. And then, you can go back out of them. I still play football with all the football dads. I get on really well with them. But you've got to put a bit of effort in early doors, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Tom Crane. Not got the confidence just to send a straight message. So the WhatsApp group starts of his new school.
Mums and dads at this stage?
Yeah, his son's going in September.
Right.
And... So
if you say it's a class of 25 or 30, you're looking at there could be 60 parents on that group.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
up to 60.
The group begins and everyone's writing things like, hi, I'm, whatever, Carol, the mother of Steve, and he is in this class, yeah?
All right. I don't, so where's he going to school? In Belvedere, is he? Carol and Steve. So it's Belvedere in 1976, this school, yeah?
And then Tom decides to add a little bit of colour. Hi, and then he's gone in with, hi everyone, I'm Tom, and my boy Charlie is starting in this class in September. In other news, I'm currently sat with an office fan pointing at my head as this weather is too much for me.
Oh, you don't need that.
You do not need that.
It's not about you, right? It's about Charlie. It's not about your head at a fan.
Anyway, no one replies.
Oh, no.
No one replies.
What? He hasn't spelled it wrong, has he?
No, it's all fine. And then his friend says, text him directly. He says that she'll chuck him a laughing emoji. Yeah.
Oh, so he's got someone on the inside trying
so it's to say, look, just to calm the situation down, I'll chuck you a laughing emoji because you've killed the group, basically. Yeah.
He's got a kiss, he's trying to revive it.
And he replies to her, thanks for that, I really owe you one. But he instead replies that on the main group.
So she privately messaged him saying, I'll stick an emoji on for you.
She hasn't done that yet.
Oh my God, it was bad if she had done it. That is awful. He's now replying to himself in a dead group. So now the offer of emoji's gone. That's useless to him. Also,
she's the one who's written before him in the group as well.
Oh,
so
God.
He's hearted her message on the group.
Hearted as well? What
her
is
message
creep?
Saying that. Get this. She has then sent him a screen grab of a different WhatsApp group. In which someone has screen grabbed his message and said, what's the deal with Tom Crane?
Oh, we're going to have to move. We're going to have to move from WhatsApp for that. That's going to be long form email.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible. How's he feeling about that?
He's not in a good space.
He hasn't got the same doctor as you, has he? Oh, that's bad, isn't it? That is bad. Oh, God. I had a question, Josh.
God, he's removed. I've just got a message from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one of the problems is, obviously, he'd hearted the message. Oh, he then deleted both of his messages. So, basically...
That's worse.
And so he's hearted the message from the person above him by mistake. Yeah. And he's removed that heart and deleted both of his messages. Now.
That's weird. That group will never will ever happen on that group again, surely.
God.
Oh my God, I'm feeling that is awful. But then I'll be like, hey, I'm that Tom guy from the WhatsApp group. Has he met the parents yet?
Well, some of them at the nursery. That's why he knows the one.
You can't do banter on the group until you've met them, I don't think.
It's just not the place for that. I know, like, we did the walk around of our school and they were like, when the year starts, there'll be a parents' mega lash night out. That you're,
yeah.
They didn't use the word megalash. I've added that myself.
Megalash, right, Johnny Depp? You'll be in the corner, strung out on salts.
On sleeping pills.
With a mega pint of wine. The doctor says I need to have two big wines before bed.
And I did think that is a night when I have to be careful.
So, yeah, so we had that night. That's a good night, that. But it's awkward at the start, but then you just have to keep the drinks coming and break the ice.
Yeah.
Where, like, so then, and then there is, then you've got material. What Tom's tried to do there is create a running joke by using the weather, which is good. He's trying to break the ice. He's trying to make it not small talky, but it's not a strong enough in. It's a bit odd. And then what he did then as well was reply to himself, delete the messages and heart something and unheart it. So he's had a major error. But what you got? Wait till the I think with new school. Wait for the night out, and then when you're at the night out, then just let the night happen, and something will come up. Like for us, it was Mike was like talking about like, yeah, I'd love to go drink. I used to have at uni, I was a big drink. Like it was fun going out drinking. I used to love it. That's what I've because also it's quite exciting because you get a group of people your age with something in common that are literally a 5-minute walk from your house sometimes because everyone's going to the same school where you can go fancy a quick pint.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to have a quick pint with people when you live all over London or all over the country with your friends and stuff. So it's quite good to have that little group of people you can have a quick pint with. He wasn't really drinking, though, because he was saying, oh, it'd be great to have a drink up. I've not had a drink for ages. And I'm, you know, and also you're allowed to have a night out because you're doing something for your child. You're bonding for your child. So it's, oh, he was like, this is great. But he didn't drink. He weren't drinking properly. And that's when I said, like, drink. And I said, he was... call himself a binge drinker or something like that, and he still had his Guinness. I went, hurry up and drink your drink, you messing about like that. I shouldn't have said it was a bit much. But it did break the ice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing. And you can't delete your comment in real life, so you're stuck with
it. No, you can't. You just have, and then when you're all there, and then now it's sort of become a bit of a thing. And then he did a tequila shot and squeezed lime in his eye, didn't he?
Oh,
remember that? That's Lime
Eye
Guy. Lime Eye Guy. I love Mike. Mike refers to his wife as senior management in person and on text message without fail. And I don't want to be... I know Mike listens. I don't want to be harsh, but I've still never seen anyone in text or in real life laugh at that. But in what is almost a Stuart Lee level, you know, sort of commitment to a punchline, I stand by him. And now I'm at that point now where I've not laughed for so long at it, I think I will start to find it funny.
When he does it in text next time, give him like 6 laughing emojis.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. And then delete it and then reply to it and heart it. Yeah. But no, Mike's lovely. But I think that's the thing. Everyone's nervous. Everyone's awkward. But ultimately, they all want to have a really nice social school thing. But some people want to be more involved than others, and that's fine. But I think it's more people being nervous about making a bad impression. And then what I sort of offered up was, I'm just going to be the worst one here, and then everyone else will feel better.
Yeah. And do you know what? You took one for the team. Do you know what, Rob? Another technical problem.
No, what's happening now?
I'm on 2%. I've just got to go and get my charger.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm down don't to 1%.
Don't make this, me sing this, Silent Night again. Go quick, then. Go quick. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake, Josh. Right. Well, I'll do some... I'll get my small business shout-outs ready. We've got Alan, the window cleaner. We've got Alan, the window cleaner from South London. If you want your windows cleaned in the Bromley area, I think these are based Orpington Way, let us know. Yeah, so basically, if you're a window cleaner, email hello@parentinghell.co.uk. I think that's the email address. I don't know any of this. We'll give you his phone number. Which has got to be the most long-winded way to do a small business shout-out. Are you getting on, Josh? That 1%, you did well there, because I can still hear you. That's Josh scrabbling around. Beryl the Cat update. We need to give a Beryl the Cat update, Josh. Josh?
I'm back, yeah.
People think your cat's dead.
What? No, the cat's not dead.
No, I've just had a phone call. They're outside. You're out now. I'm joking. You're out of breath now, aren't you, mate?
Yeah. No, my cat's fine. Well, I've got to take her to the vet at 8:30 tomorrow morning. She's got to be flushed out again, and they've got to check her bloods.
Do you know what? What is it like being showbiz, Josh? What's it like being a guy that's on the telly?
Well, at 8:30, well, 8, because it takes half an hour to get to Wanstead, I'll be driving her to Wanstead to put her in overnight. She's getting her bloods done like Keith Richards. She has to do it every 3 months now.
Just to check for the insurance for the big tours.
Yeah, exactly.
So small business shout out. At the moment, we haven't got them because Michael's been rushed to A&E, so we haven't got them. So I'm doing Alan. So Alan, the window cleaner in Bromley. If you want him to do your windows, email hello@lockdownparenting.co.uk and we'll send you his mobile number. I don't really want to read his mobile number out on here because I think there are too many people listening. And he'll have to change number. But if you do want a window cleaner and you seriously want one and you're not just doing it to annoy him, let us know and I'll send you his number. So we've got Alan, the window cleaner. And this one is from Claire, right? So Claire, which I think is a very good thing she's done, I'll find her on Instagram as well. She is pitching, we've got a book out, haven't we? The Parenting Hell
book. Which I should do our plugs. We're on tour as well.
Yes, we're on tour as well. We're on tour
and we've got a book out in October and we're on tour in spring.
Yeah, next spring we're on tour. And the book's coming out. So this is Claire, right? So if you go to... So this is a shout out. Claire, who is does personalised prints, and she's at A-N-E-C Doodles.
Yep, Anek Doodles.
Anek Doodles. A-N-E-C Doodles. And she's a brilliant illustrator. And she basically did a great video pitching to be the illustrator for our book. Unfortunately, our book doesn't have illustrations. However, she has done loads of illustrations for us. And if you want anything illustrated, you can get her to do it. But yeah, she's really good. They're really good little doodles. I don't know if you sent them. She sent them to my gig in Chatham. They're brilliant, Anne, but we're not having any illustrations in the book. If we do a book that needs illustrations, then we'll give you a shout, but we don't at the moment. But if you do need an illustrator, go to A-N-E-C Doodles. She's on Instagram as well. And you can see the video she did for Parenting Hell. I've stuck it on my story. I'll stick it on the Parenting Hell story.
Yeah, stick it on the Parenting Hell story as well. Very nice. It's been a lovely episode.
So that's a small business shout. Oh, it's been up and downs. I think we've done well, considering our producer was rushed to hospital. You've been unwell, I think. The right word,
yeah, but I'm not on the mend.
You're back. I'm hungover,
yeah.
You know that, but that's life.
We're not perfect, Rob, as much as people might have thought that during some episodes. We show that for
I don't think anyone's ever felt that. Oh, that was the question I was gonna ask. At what age, as a dad, do you like at the moment? If I sit down on my own, Josh, in the quiet, I'll instantly fall asleep.
Well, it's not the week to ask me. Absolute dagger to my heart, that. Cheers, mate.
Okay, yeah. I'll ask that question in a couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get, oh, no, I'll tell you what, something else we're doing that's a bit stupid. Yeah. Well, not stupid, feel like old people. Look, the girls keep asking for songs that they hear like at school or from other people. I don't know how pop culture happens for young people, but
they've
been asking for some Shawn Mendes Stitches and all these songs that I've never heard of, and I don't know how they've heard of them, but they love them and they know every word and do like dancing to them. So Lou has liked a couple of them. Do you know what Lou started listening to? Oh. You know the now that's what I call music 153.
I didn't know it was at that number.
Well, I don't know what number it's up to, but she's been listening to them to find all the latest songs.
Lou's got into the pop charts.
Yeah, but like as like a mum.
Oh, man.
Because we don't know, so she's just been listening to Now That's What I Call Music. It's up to 111, I think.
Oh, wow. And are you going to do it as well?
I've been listening to a few bits and bobs, mate.
Yeah? Yeah, you got your finger on the pulse?
Not really. But she's been doing that, but I think that's quite an old parenty thing to do.
Yeah, do you know what? It's nice when Lou does it. When you do it, I think it's creepy.
Hey girls, I like the new track from Shawn Mendes, don't you?
Yeah, let's leave it there, Rob.
Leave it there.
Friday.
See you on Friday. I hope you feel better, Josh.
Me too. I really do.
Okay, right. See you on Friday, everyone. Bye.
Bye.